All right, Gene, first and foremost, thank you so much for joining us today. Really special day as we get to talk about See Her, Be Her and the upcoming documentary. Before we even get started, how did the concept come about and where has this journey taken you?
Well, the journey's taken us all around the world. The concept came about, my partner and I, Jeff Idelson, who was formerly the president of the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, and we formed this not-for-profit called Grassroots Baseball. And we spent 3 years along Route 66 working with young kids, introducing the game of baseball. And after this project, at the end of this project, is when we knew that we wanted women's baseball to be our next initiative. We had a chance to shoot an all-girls game where, you know, usually it's a girl on a boys' team. And it was such a special experience. And just knowing and learning so much about women and girls in baseball, and this project has taken us on twists and turns, and it's been 3 years of research, and then we realized, you know, it's more than the United States, it's an international project, so it really grew in size, and that's when we knew we had to make a documentary. And so we're telling the story of seven powerful women baseball players all around the world, South Korea, Japan, the USA, Canada, Cuba. I mean, and women play baseball in 25 countries and have national teams. And now they're playing in Uganda, has 8 regions where women play baseball. So it's a really exciting time, as you know, with women in sports. But people don't know that women play baseball, and they certainly don't know that women play baseball on this professional level.
We have seen women's sports just explode over the last decade, right? Whether that's the women's national team in soccer, the way basketball has just taken off with college sports, the WNBA, the Olympics. So did this seem like just the perfect time to capitalize on all this momentum that is in the women's game right now?
It is. It's a perfect time, and it's the time to shine a light on women's baseball and to hopefully work on this, you know, off of the successes of women's basketball, women's soccer. You know, they have professional teams. Why not women's baseball? And it really is going to happen. It's not a matter of is it going to happen. It's just when, right? And so our job with this documentary, with this book, is to shine a light on women's baseball, and hopefully that provides more opportunities for women going forward.
Well, you just mentioned the book. Can you tell us a little bit how it's going hand in hand with the documentary?
Yeah, so See Her, Be Her, the documentary, is a full-length documentary that will air on the MLB Network between Game 2 and 3 of the World Series this year. So that's really exciting because we'll have a great audience, a baseball audience for these women. And the book will be out, See Her, Be Her, companion book will be out before then in early October. And you can get it on seeherbeher.com or grassrootsbaseball.org.
It seems like the infrastructure is starting to get put into place, but you also need advocates. And from what I've seen, what I've researched, you guys have latched on to some pretty incredible people around the game. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, you know, and it's not enough. I mean, we have women supporting women and women at the highest level now in baseball as executives on the field, off the field. And it really is growing. I mean, look at the Mets and on how they support women. It's just so cool to see what this organization has done. But it's also really exciting to see the men raising the visibility of women in baseball. Cal Ripken Jr., Ichiro Suzuki. Ichiro Suzuki has a game every year where he plays the high school national, the girls' high school all-star team, and he plays it at the Tokyo Dome with his men's team. And it's not a light, fun, silly game. It's a game to raise visibility and raise awareness and also to raise the level of play for these girls coming up. And what Japan has done in girls and women in baseball has been incredible, and Ichiro Suzuki is a big part of that. Cal Ripken Jr. supports women's baseball in so many ways, and he tells a story about his sister, who is still an incredible athlete, and how she wanted to play baseball, but there was no opportunities for her to play back then. She had to play softball, and she was mad as heck. She wanted to play baseball, and she has quite the arm from what he says, and when they were growing up in high school, like, she was an incredible athlete. Ferguson Jenkins just talks about so much about the women's game. So we have all of these major league players, Hall of Famers, who want to see the game elevated for women. And the time is now.
You mentioned the trip around Route 66. So I'm curious, for there to be success, right, there has to be that foundation. It can't necessarily always be a trickle-down effect. Did you start to see, as you went through the country, the early years, younger girls getting a chance to play the game and not necessarily having to wait until they get to adulthood?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's about growing the pipeline. You're exactly right, and that's what Japan does, South Korea does, Canada is doing, and now the United States is doing, and it's slowly starting to happen. There's a program called Baseball for All, and there's over 1,000 girls playing on girls versus girls team at a younger level. Williamsport Little League World Series, now they just had their first all-girls tournament in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, and that was just terrific to see, and they plan on expanding that next year. So the support is starting to happen around the country and around the world, and having that pipeline. MLB, of course, does such great things now. They have multiple programs where they're raising the level of play for girls and women who want to play the game, and their programs are great. Grip program and just MLB develops, and they've got a few other ones, and they hired their first ambassador for women's baseball, Veronica Alvarez. And Veronica is the manager of the Women's USA team. Mm. And that team is a powerhouse team. They just played in the World Cup, and they got the silver. Japan got the gold. And Veronica's done a tremendous amount. But seeing an ambassador named for girls baseball is just a massive step.
Yeah, the fact that the United States was able to take silver when it hasn't necessarily exploded the way that you would hope, it just shows down the line when everything gets put in place, just what the potential is for the game. You mentioned Williamsport, you think about Monet Davis and what she did to help grow the game. Before I let you go, one last time, if people want some more information, what's the best way for them to get it?
Oh yeah, come see the trailer on seeherbeher.com. You'll see the book there, and just watch our documentary between games 2 and 3 of the World Series. So excited to raise awareness of women in baseball.
Jean, thank you so much. Can't wait to watch it. It's going to be such an amazing story.
Oh, so great. Thanks for all you do.